afternoon, everybody. You're very welcome to St. Dulach's Church, Balgriffin, in North Dublin, for our annual service of carols and readings by candlelight. Today, we're delighted to be joined by the First Company Boys' Brigade Brass, who will accompany us with the music for our carols. Also, we know today, this afternoon, we are joined by listeners to a radio station near 90 FM, and we are hoping you are enjoying your Christmas and also sit back and take part in our service. And now, as we begin our service, let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus, by the example you gave in the poverty of your birth, teach us not to become so engrossed in material things that we lose sense of the true values of life. Spirit of love, inspire us with generosity towards people in misfortune and distress. We ask these prayers, giving glory to God in the highest, now and forevermore. Amen. O God, we thank you for the message of peace that Christmas brings to our distracted world. Give peace among the nations, peace in our land, peace in our homes, and peace in our hearts, as we remember the birth at Bethlehem of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father, we pray that the joy of Christmas may fill our hearts with a new and deeper sense of your love for us and for your world, and that we may reflect your love by serving those in need, for his sake, who came to be Saviour of us all, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now let us join together in the prayer which Jesus himself taught us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, begins the story of a baby that most of you should know.
His father's name was Joseph, and Mary was his mum. This baby is very special. He is God's only son.
Some angels came from heaven, and they began to sing. To the shepherds in the fields below, glad tidings do we bring.
A bright star lit the heavens to light the Magi's way to the baby in a manger who was born on Christmas Day.
And all who gathered round him rejoiced and praised his birth, for the baby the King named Jesus, our Saviour here on earth.
So as we celebrate Christmas with carols and presents and more, remember we have a Saviour giving us life forevermore.
Dear Jesus, thank you for leaving the halls of heaven to be born on earth, then to live and die amongst us, and thereby to change the world and our lives. Though you came as a little child, your warmest love and peace soon spread throughout the whole earth. Your love is ready to enter into every heart that welcomes you. Thank you for what Christmas means. Though ever or not, you have family and friends. Good times or bad, we will always have you. We will always have your love, love that has stood the test of time, love that has saved me and so many others like this. Jesus, the stars and angels, welcomed your birth as we welcome you into our hearts with praise and thankfulness. Amen. Peace on earth, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks a song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
We are now going to join together in saying the Christmas Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one who rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from persons of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for all, who looked at persons and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God, the need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, and the need of new life for empty souls, the need of love for hearts grown cold. I believe in God who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem this night for me and the world. Amen.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Savior Christ according to Luke in the second chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago. Heaven cannot hold him, nor it sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place suffice. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can I give him, give my heart.
Oh,
May the light that shone from the Christmas star on that night so long ago fall on you this Christmas night and set your face aglow. May it shine from your eyes, may it set in your mind, may it burn your spirit bright. May the peace it spoke to a weary world bring joy to your heart tonight.
Jesus Christ, your birth at Bethlehem has drawn us to kneel in wonder at heaven touching earth. Accept our heartfelt praise as we have worshipped you this day, our Saviour and our eternal God. Amen. And may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all who are near and dear to you this day and forevermore.